You know what I mean. About you, your life, anything, everything. I need time to think about that some more, Jean. Well, 16 years and a great deal of thought later, it has become the central question of my life. At the end of the day, what exactly do I know for sure? I've explored that question in every issue of O Magazine. In fact, What I Know For Sure is the name of my monthly column. Thank you, Jean Siskel. And believe me, there are still plenty of times when an answer does not come easy. What do I know for sure? I know that if one more editor calls or emails or even sends a smoke signal asking, where is this month's installment, I want to change my name and move to Timbuktu. But just when I'm ready to raise the white flag and yell, that's it, I am tapped out, I don't know anything for sure, I'll find myself walking the dogs or brewing a pot of chai or soaking in the tub. And out of nowhere, a little moment of crystal clarity will bring me back to something that in my head and heart and my gut, I absolutely do know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Still, I have to admit that I was a bit apprehensive when it came to rereading 14 years worth of columns. Would it be like looking back at old photos of yourself in haircuts and outfits that really ought to be left in the seem like a good idea at the time file? I mean, what do you do if what you knew for sure back in the day turns into what were you thinking here in the present? Well, I took a red pen, a glass of Sauvignon Blanc, a deep breath, sat down, and started to read. And as I read, what I was doing and where I was in my life when I wrote these pieces came flooding back. I instantly remembered racking my brain and searching my soul, sitting up late and waking up early, all to figure out what I've come to understand about the things that matter in life. Things like joy, resilience, awe, connection, gratitude, and possibility. One of my favorite words. I'm happy to report that what I discovered in those 14 years of columns is that when you know something, when you really know something, it tends to stand the test of time, for sure. Don't get me wrong, you live, and if you're open to the world, you learn. So while my core thinking remains pretty solid, I did wind up using that red pen to do some nipping and tucking, to explore and expand a few old truths and some hard-earned insights. Welcome to my own private book of revelations. As you read about all the lessons I've struggled with, cried over, run from, circled back to, made peace with, laughed about, and at long last come to know for sure, my hope is that you will begin to ask yourself the very same question Jean Siskel asked me all those years ago. I know that what you'll find along the way will be fantastic, because what you'll find will be yourself. Joy. Sit and feast on your life. Derek Walcott. The first time Tina Turner appeared on my show, I wanted to run away with her, be a backup girl, and dance all night long at her concerts. Well, that dream came true one night in Los Angeles when the Oprah Winfrey Show went on tour with Miss Tina herself. After a full day's rehearsal for just one song, I got my chance. It was the most nerve-wracking, knee-shaking, exhilarating experience ever. For 5 minutes and 27 seconds, I got a chance to feel what it's like to rock out on stage. I've never been more out of my element, out of my body. I remember counting the steps in my head, trying to keep the rhythm, waiting for the big kick, and being so self-conscious. Then, in an instant, it dawned on me. Okay, girl, this is gonna be over soon. And if I didn't loosen up, I would miss the fun. So I threw my head back. I forgot about